Here in part two of Allegheny Mountain Radio's conversation with Sean Puller of the Bath County Arts Association, we look at how artists' works on display here for a week support the arts in this community all year round. While we agreed it's ideal when visitors to the art show buy lots of pieces, Sean also commented,
"More than anything, people should just come in and see this really amazing thing that has been going on for, years and years and years, since the 1960s, as a matter of fact."
I couldn't help be curious if Sean has a favorite medium or style of visual art that he enjoys, or possibly even collects himself. He also noted the level of talent seen in the show.
You know, I've always appreciate landscapes. The area that we live in here in Bath County is truly one of the most breathtakingly beautiful places on this planet. I've had the opportunity to do some traveling, and truly this place is so special. So anytime I see landscape painting in this area, I love looking at that. But I also, conversely, really love modern art. You know, abstract pieces. It is extraordinary the number of people in our region. If you draw a sort of big circle around Bath County and include neighboring states, it is just unbelievable how many very, very fine artists there are in this area. And like I said, last year, 715 pieces of work of sculpture, mixed medium, photography, oils, acrylics, watercolors. It just makes me very, very happy that it's here.
One thing you can be sure of is there will be something of everything at the Bath County Art Show. I had actually heard from some artists from outside of the county how this show is known for its generosity to artists.
Each year, the show is judged, and there are prizes awarded, and, you know, there's even a popular prize awarded. And this year, our judge is Bradley Stevens, and we're really excited to have him coming. He's a portrait and landscape artist based out of Washington, D.C., so he'll be here visiting a beautiful Bath County and judging the pieces of art there.
Finally, Sean reminds listeners that funds generated by the art show and also from grants the Arts Association seeks are intended for all ranges of projects supporting the arts in Bath County. Allegheny Mountain Radio certainly appreciates their sponsorship of the Bluegrass Jamboree each year. Our community's ability to put those funds to work is only as limited as our imagination, Sean continued.
The Bath County Arts Association really is here for the county to uplift all the people who live here. And there is funding available for people's projects. There's a little form that you have to fill out so that we can get that money to you. We have partnerships with the Virginia Commission for the Arts. We do partnership grants with them to help fund programs here in the community. Truly, we are here to be a resource and advocates for anyone involved in the arts in Bath County. We are here as an organization to help uplift and guide projects or offer advice. That more than anything, we want people to know that there is some funding available for your ideas.
The Bath County Art Show will be held from Saturday, July 22nd through Sunday, July 29th. The daily hours are 1 until 5 o'clock. And on the last day, they are open from 10 until 12. The venue is Valley Elementary School. More information is at the Bath County Arts Association website. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.